Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're zeroing in on something pretty crucial, power generators.
Yeah, and our main source here is the website for a company called Aurora Generators.
Exactly. And the goal is, well, to really get a handle on what makes a generator reliable and, you know, why having dependable power backup might be, frankly, more important now than ever.
It's definitely a topic that comes up more, especially if you remember things like the Great Northeast Blackout back in 2003.
Oh, absolutely. A huge event.
That outage really drove home how much we rely on the grid. And interestingly, that specific event seems to be a big part of why Aurora Generators even started.
That's right. According to their site, the founders, they actually went through that blackout and got really frustrated with the generators available then.
You hear stories, right? Noisy, smelly.
And unreliable, failing when they were needed most. That whole experience, it seems it pushed them to think beyond what they call traditional generators. They wanted to build something better.
Yeah, and that kind of origin story, it gives you context for how they operate now,
yeah,
doesn't
yeah.
it? It does. It wasn't just let's sell generators. It was more like let's fix the problems we saw firsthand during a crisis, which helps explain why they talk so much about exceeding customer expectations and focusing on quality.
They really do lean into that quality angle. They state pretty clearly they use only the best components from industry leaders.
Right.
And they make a point of saying assembly is done at their own facilities, you know, not outsourced overseas.
Mm-hmm. That detail about keeping assembly in-house, it sort of suggests a tighter grip on quality control.
And for you listening, that translates to hopefully confidence, knowing you've got a backup that, well, won't let you down when the power goes out, avoiding that awful feeling.
Exactly. It's all about trust, isn't it? Trust in a critical piece of equipment. And when you look at the different types they offer, you know, home diesel units, big industrial ones, even towable or vehicle-mounted generators.
A pretty wide range.
Yeah. But one thing stands out, especially with diesel, the lifespan.
Okay, that statistic they quote is pretty staggering. They say diesel-powered generators typically last over 20 times longer than natural gas, propane, or gasoline-powered ones.
20 times.
I mean, that's a massive difference. Definitely something to think about if you're planning for the long haul, resilience-wise.
For sure. And they actually have a section called Technical Insights on their site. There's an article there comparing natural gas and diesel directly.
Oh, useful. So you can dig into the pros and cons yourself.
Right. But beyond the hardware, what also seems really important to them is the customer focus.
Yeah, they talk about growing by meeting and exceeding our customers' expectations and actively listening to what our customers' needs are.
It sounds less transactional, more like building a relationship, you know?
Mm-hmm. And they back that up by mentioning their outstanding support.
And the feedback they get. They say, users rave about how we don't rest until every issue is solved to their satisfaction.
Which, let's be honest, is reassuring. Dealing with emergency power, knowing there's solid support available if something goes wrong, that's almost as vital as the machine itself during an outage.
Absolutely. Peace of mind. And it's not just the generators either. They seem to cover the whole ecosystem.
What do you mean?
Well, they list related products, too. Alternators, transfer switches, fuel tanks, the actual diesel engines, instrumentation, control systems.
Ah, okay. So the whole setup.
Exactly. It suggests they understand the complete power solution, not just, you know, the box that makes the noise.
Right. It paints a picture of a company that's really deep into the whole power generation field. It's also helpful, I thought, that they offer resources like that article. 7 questions to ask before you buy a generator.
Proactive guidance.
Yeah.
Helping people figure out what they actually need before buying.
Yeah. And another one they have tackles power quality in generators, ensuring safe operation for electronics. That feels really relevant today, doesn't it? With all the sensitive gadgets we have.
Oh, definitely. Protecting your computers, TVs, all that stuff from power surges or irregularities is crucial. You don't want your generator messing up your electronics.
Good point. And thinking about diesel specifically, people often worry about the fuel, right? How long it lasts in storage.
Yeah, that's a common question.
It's good they address that head on. They have an article, Diesel Fuel Storage, How Long Does Diesel Fuel Last? And they seem pretty confident, basically saying, you have nothing to worry about.
Tackling those practical concerns directly, it builds confidence, I think.
It does. And for anyone wanting to keep up with them, they have a mailing list, too, for, you know, new product sales, industry news.
With the promise of no spam, just valuable updates.
Always good to hear. So it seems they're positioning themselves not just as a seller, but as a kind of trusted source in this space.
Stepping back a bit, the whole Aurora Generators story,
Yeah.
It really highlights how critical reliability and quality are, especially as, well, our power grids seem maybe a bit more vulnerable these days.
And our reliance on electricity just keeps growing.
Exactly. Their direct response to that big blackout, it shows how real-world problems can really spur innovation and a focus on creating dependable solutions.
Okay, so let's just quickly recap the main points. We've seen Aurora generators basically started because of the failure seen in the 2003 blackout.
Driven by that need for something better, more reliable.
Right. With a focus on quality components, doing assembly themselves, and really pushing the longevity advantage of diesel power.
Plus that strong emphasis on customer support and offering a whole range of related gear, not just the generator unit. It's a specific take on providing power resilience.
So this leads to a final thought, really, for you listening. With power outages seeming, well, maybe more frequent or longer lasting in some areas.
What are your own needs when it comes to power resilience? How prepared do you feel?
And how might a deeper understanding of the technology, like the approach Aurora Generators takes with diesel and quality focus, factor into meeting those needs for you?
It's really about more than just having a backup plan, isn't it? It's about having one you can actually truly count on when everything else goes dark.